Park City Manager Diane Foster says the historic site just adjacent to the KPCW studios and downhill from the China Bridge parking structure in Old Town is open and complete. It's one of the few historic sites of its kind in town, she says, so the city couldn't pass up the chance to preserve it, even though at some $250,000, the preservation project was more costly than they had planned.
It's officially complete, and it looks fantastic. And they did discover in the process of shoring up that wall, which included putting a wall behind it, and in the deconstruction, they discovered a floor. And so to preserve that as well, it took a little more. You know, when you look at what's available in town for actually the mills themselves, we only have the wall in the Marsac North parking lot, and most people don't even know that's a historic piece, and so this is quite iconic.
The historic significance of the site, Foster says, may not be immediately obvious until a plaque is erected.
Dave Gustafson, who's the project manager, is working with Sandra Morrison at the Park City Museum and Historical Society to come up with a plaque and a description of what the wall is and what its history was.
The Park City Council will walk through the site Thursday at 3:15, and the public is invited. Also on the City Council agenda this week is a possible second extension for the Park City Heights development. Foster says the group has to work on some environmental issues on the site involving soils. While that site is not part of a larger EPA-mandated cleanup, it still has to mitigate the contaminated soil on the property, and they're waiting for state approval for an on-site repository.
For that area, it is not affected by EPA's request for the county to remove their ordinance and is not affected. It's not part of the operable unit that includes Lower Silver Creek. So the area that EPA is focusing on right now and the county's talking about runs from Richardson Flats down to I-80.
Park City Planning Director Thomas Eddington thinks the development plan has actually improved since they had to make changes to the site.
You know, they actually came into the Planning Commission about a week ago and showed us an amended plat, actually, starting to look at a slightly different layout. And I have to say, I think it's actually an improvement. It's not a tremendous change, but it tweaks a few things with regard to lots at the entrance where you come off of Richardson Flats. It's actually a very, very nice design, the layout.
That's Park City Planning Director Thomas Eddington. The Park City Council meets Thursday at 3:15 to look at the historic wall, then in work session beginning at 5:30 p.m. in the City Council chambers of the Marsac building. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.